This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Clean Label Solution won the 2024 Soy Innovation Challenge from the United Soybean Board. We'll have more right after this.
Brett Young. Brett Young. August 12th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. With Need to Breathe. It's just me and the whiskey. Reserve seats on sale now at iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets. Don't miss Brett Young Live.
Clean Label Solution is the grand prize winner of this year's Soy Innovation Challenge. They won the challenge with their fermentation process that uses soybeans to make high-value feed for beef and dairy cattle. Dr. Mohammed Arshadi, founder and CEO of Clean Label, said the development process began 10 years ago.
I moved to U.S. I tried to optimize and adjust the technology based on the current technology that we have in U.S. because the price of the energy was too high. At the same time, improve the productivity, reduce our production costs, and even save dairy ration costs all at the same time. And we recently recognized that our product also reduced enteric methane emission. We have a data for that, so it was good news for farmers.
Arshadi said Clean Label didn't have to try something new because farmers are already growing and using soy.
Soy is one of the main ingredients of the dairy ration, so we don't need to educate them to force them to use a new product or feed additive. We just improve the quality of our product, and based on the National Food and Agriculture Organization, the main reason that we can reduce the enteric methane emission is to increase the productivity. That's our mission, to unlock the potential of soy-based animal feed.
Arshadi added that Clean Label Solution sees its fermentation process as a big advantage going forward.
We generate a new market for soy-based animal feed because soybean oil is toxic to the rumen bacteria of dairy cattle. And based on our technology, we reduce the toxicity of soybean oil. So the dairy that use our product, they remove palm oil from the ration. And the United States has zero capacity to produce palm oil. So it's another advantage of our technology.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.